Welcome everybody, Shinema 968, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, as we mentioned last year, we are trying to go in conjunction with our group of questions and answers, roughly on the same subject, just making things easier and getting a better understanding and a little bit more quicker to the point. So we're up to Birchas HaMazon, the shir and benching number 2. Okay, so the details are like this. The halachas are like this. And again, these halachas are found in Simin Kuf Pei Dalid, and basically Simin Kuf Pei Dalid, what we're doing now. We'll try and mention that as we go along. Number one, one has to bench in the place where they finished eating the bread, lemaisa, wherever the place is that one finished eating challah, bread, matzah, whatever it is that they're eating, which requires a hamotzi, that is where one benches. Even though you might have started in one place, where you finish, halachically, is where, in general, is where you have to bench. Now, so that's number one. Number two is, even if one ate less than a kazayas of bread, even though in the second place, in other words, I ate in one place, we'll talk about if somebody has a mind, how that works, whatever. But right now, for argument's sake, let's just getting the halacha, getting it straight. If somebody ate, I washed and I ate you're supposed to eat a kabeya, right, the two kazayasim, and I ate it in one place, the two kazayasim, fine, and I ate at least a kazayas under 4 minute period, and even the kabeya possibly under 4 minute period, others say even up to 9 minutes on the kabeya, on the whole two kazaisim, but one kazais must be eaten under a 4 minute period, otherwise a person cannot bench. Okay, so they did that, but now they go to the second place. So even if they ate less than a kazais of bread in the second place where they finished, where they finished their meal, right? They went to a different place to finish the meal, and we'll see what constitutes as a separate place. Of course, they would have to bench over there in the second place, again, even though it's less than a kazayas. If it's more than a kazayas, for sure, but even less than a kazayas of bread. But the point is that it has to be bread, matzah, challah, something whereby one washes one of the five grains, basically. It could be spelt also, it could be oats, but it has to be bread, matzah, challah, whatever. Okay, the next point is, if one ate in the second location, right, where they finished the meal, only cake or cookies, I went to the other place, whatever the reason is, and I only ate, whether I had a mind, didn't have a mind, but in the other second place, I ate some cookies or cake, or I might have had an apple, maybe, something like that, but it wasn't bread, it wasn't one of the five grains, it wasn't challah, matzah, and so on, or whatever bread, it was some other food, so it would not help, that would not help. Even if they ate cake and cookies, a kazayas worth, right? I'll take cookies and cake. That's more than the kazayas. I'll eat a lot of it, whatever. That still wouldn't help. There's a whole thing. If you ate enough whereby you have to wash, we're not going to get into that at all right now. In other words, if somebody ate so much cake whereby they have to wash anyways, that could help, but that's a separate issue. I went to the other place, so we're not going to talk about that, but I went to the other place, I ate a kazayas, two kazayasim of cake or cookies or whatever the case is, pretzels, whatever the case is, pasta babakissin, but now, so that would not help. In other words, in the second place, it has to be one of the five grains, cake, I'm sorry, it has to be bread, challah, matzah, something that you have to wash on initially from the five grains, and even less than a kazayas. So even if they ate more than a kazayas and they ate a lot of the other stuff, that will not help. As long as they ate bread, that does help. Okay, so now let's say they went to the second place and they ate taka kazayas of the cake or the cookies or whatever, but no bread. So then they would still have to go back to the, again, halachically, they would have to go back to the original place where they finished the bread and they finished the meal, and they would have to bench over there. Okay, so that's next halacha. Okay, another halacha is when one is eating, this is all part of Birchas HaMazon number 2, like I mentioned. We're trying to go in complete form with those halachas. When one is eating cake, there's a fourth point. When one is eating cake or cookies or other mezonos, the same halachas would apply, whereby one would have to make the alhamichya in the place where they finished eating. In other words, in general, we say the halachas of alhamichya on cake, cookies, whatever, pretzels, whatever it is, mezonos, the same halachas apply, whereby they would have to eat. They would have to make the bracha achroina in the place where they finished also. In other words, let's say I ate only in one place, right? And I ate my cake, my cookies, pretzels, whatever the case is, and I made so when it comes to alhamichya, you would have to make that alhamichya in that place where you ate, not to go somewhere else to make the alhamichya. And the next point, the last point of the shir, number two in benching and so on, would be that there's a machloikis, some hold even on al ha'eit. When it comes to the shivas aminim, right, I eat a bunch of grapes, more than the kazais, and everything is good, so enough to make al ha'eit. So just give me an example. It could be any one of the shivas aminim, right, seven fruits. So now, when it comes to making al ha'eit, so many say also, brought down the Shulchan Aruch, that one has to make the al ha'eit, also has to be made in the place whereby one finished eating the meal. They finished eating those fruits, right? Whereby they have to make the alohates, that's where they have to make it also. Now, that already is a more of a machlaikis, but in general we say lechatchila yizor b'zeh. One should be careful to try and do that also. We'll see as we go down the road. That's a little bit easier, but when it comes to alohates, one should be careful, at least lechatchila, to make it in the place where they finish. The other ones are halacha lemaisa for sure. Like by bread, for sure, you have to go back. Even by alamichi, most place can hold also. When it comes to al ha'eitz, so that is already machlokes, but lechatchila is brought down that one should be careful to eat it, make the al ha'eitz in the place where they ate those fruits from the shivas aminim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and baruch kol tuv.